Let us start, and let us start by seeing who has their Luo charts filled out.
I got two and a half done.
Two and a half?
Yes.
Out of four? That means it's 5 out of 8, right? That's right, it's a better percentage, right? So it's 0.125 for each eighth. So it's 5 times 0.125. What would that be? 0.625. Ooh, 62%. So I'll round up. I'll be a nice guy and I'll give you 7 for it. How's that? Will that work? It should be a round down, but I'm feeling good tonight. I don't know. Must be the chocolate cake I have.
He's not much of a writer, but he probably knows it better than me.
Today when I did 1.5 minutes, it took me 9 minutes and 35 seconds, and I don't remember how many jiffies. But when I say it, it only took me like 2 minutes, 32 seconds, and 74 jiffies.
But was it understandable in all those jiffies?
What do you mean understandable?
Well, could they understandable with?
Who are you saying
it to?
Me.
Oh, you said it to yourself. Well, did you understand yourself?
Yes.
Oh, that's good. Well, that's something. It's always good when you understand yourself. I, on the other hand, don't always understand myself.
I don't always understand the other
people. Well, that's okay.
Mama, my cell phone's on a plate.
All right. Do you have yours working?
I have yet to report, although I did a paper.
Whatever. That's okay.
Oh, yeah. Put your stuff back in the car.
Mama, I was sure I had more stuff in my car. I'm not sure.
This is not a wanna, and it is not stuff your pocket knife.
I promise we pay the electric this week. We should have lights through the whole class.
Thank you, carry stuff with me.
Good.
I have a photo.
To me?
Yes.
And Marcia.
And I have two from the week before.
I don't care if it's 2 weeks before, dude. You have a reprieve, though, because your homework's going to include 4 more copies for next week. Okay? So you can work on that 2.5.
For next week, wait. How often do we meet before Christmas?
One more time. And then you have your test on January 4th.
Uh-oh. What are we learning this time?
Hebrew.
Hebrew.
I'm just throwing Hebrew in. Just to mess you up. That would mess some people up. Hebrew does not technically have vowel pointing, but it does have vowel pointing. Vowel pointing was added by the Masoretes in the 680? Anyways, because it always had vowel pointing in the oral tradition as it was read. And so it got to be too confusing to try to remember. And so they just come up with the vowels anyway. Vowel pointing and put it in there so that everybody understands what it was. Do you understand?
So it doesn't
matter. I mean, Hebrew was always a tri-consonantal language, meaning 3 consonants. Okay, that's what everything's based on. All the root words are 3 consonants. Okay, chesed is chet, samek, dal. Okay, but you have the chesedim, and you have everything is built off of that. And so there really is vowels. When I said chesed, there's no vowels, I can't open my mouth up. And so in the oral tradition, everybody understand that there are 2 E's, what we call E, chesed. Okay? Well, when you do the vowel pointing, then I can't remember what it's called, 2 dots underneath it. That's an E. There's a patak, that's an A. And it's been too long. My brain is not coming up with the names of the vowels. They each have their own names. Holums, half holums. Anyway. The holums are the O's. And the half holum is an O that has a dot over it instead of with a vowel. Anyway, it's just funny stuff. So though it was understood then, as it was being spoken, it was never in writing. And so the Masoretes put it in writing so that it would be complete. So, but that has added to some of the debate then, because when you read your Bible, sometimes you'll see the notes about the Masoretic text has such and such. Well, that's the Masoretes from the AD's, 300 or 600, whatever it was, not necessarily from before the time of Christ or whatever. Mm. Right, and as well, as Greek. They didn't leave spaces. The paper was too important or too costly to leave spaces. So words were put right next to each other. And so there's always a debate when you come into certain passages of how the Hebrew should be split. So, for example, in, I believe it's Genesis 15, where Abraham has the covenant with God and the halves of the calves and everything else, and the lantern passes through it. You know, the darkness came over him. Well, it could read, Esh, Esh, Ashar, Havab. Anyways, translated, it would be fire, fire, decreed by God. Fire, fire, Rabbi Rabin, Reb, Mr. Rabin, decreed by God. Anyways, and so that portion of scripture was read on the Shabbat in which Mr. Rabin, Yitzhak Rabin, was shot twice and killed. And so it was read that morning, and it happened. And so some have felt that it was prophetic. This is part of the Hebrew, you know, they do mysteries in the mystery. It's numerology, but it's mysteries in the word and how they find hidden codes. Mm-hmm. Anyways, this is one of the hidden codes. I like that one. Anyways, you can tell if I remember it. Because I thought it was really kind of interesting that it happened that day. And you really could parse it that way. I mean, it's right there. It's not adding anything. It's there. That could be too. Someone who saw it and determined that it was that way decided to fulfill it. Who knows? God knows. It doesn't matter to me. Anyways, okay. So, you had no translation homework for today. We went over four of the sentences last week. You had vocab that I also encourage you to look at as well. Your vocab is steadily increasing as well. And so before you take the quiz, does anybody have any questions on lesson 15? Lesson 15.
Can you say, I led again?
I led again. Would you like me to say it in Greek?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we'll find it first. I led in Greek. Agagon. Yeah, because the accenting is on the A, so it's Agagon.
Okay, is it Aelphon?
Aelphon.
Aelphon.
How do you say the...
Ninka. A-Ninka. Ninka. Remember, Ninka, because the gamma kappa is an ink sound.
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's Inka. Because the gamma is ang, and so the kappa is ink. Go back to the same with the gamma. If there's ever a key there, it would be Inka. Inka. Better go back to the chapter 1 or chapter 2. I'm going to talk about the song. Okay? Any others? Okay. Then it is quiz time. And it's running this time, so we're doing good. And I will pause it when I give up the quiz. And I'll validate that I paused it.
This goes in good.
All right, let's pause it. See that. Okay. We're back on, and even with my doing things backwards, you all did very good, actually, considering. So, all right. Whatever. I'll check it. Here's your homework sheets. What? Passos. Okay. You see on the homework, I asked you to do the Luo chart four times again. This time includes the passive of the second aorist and future, which we'll be looking at tonight. I highly suggest you make your flashcards if you haven't. I say on there, you know, that I'd like to see them, see a list or something. Next week, you know, it's not a requirement. You can see that I didn't say you have to. But I think that if you don't have flashcards, it's really going to affect, you know, everybody learns different ways. Next week is the total review week. And so, that means that you have a review over 16, which is what we're doing tonight, which means you can expect a quiz, including lesson 16. And since I'm having you do the Luo chart four more times, including the passives, what would you think that you might see?
The entire thing, the Luo chart, and I'll be good.
I would say that you might see a very similar type quiz next week that you had tonight. Of course, I'll have to go and make sure I change it, make sure that I have Luos in the proper order. Anyways, so probably have to waste paper, throw all those quizzes away that I've already printed out. Oh, that's okay. I can't remember that. All right.
It may be similar to him, but he's going to have an element on there, too.
No, he's going to change the Luo chart since it's on the web and it's easy to change.
He'll probably have an
element. Right. All right. So let's look at 16. Okay? Lesson 16. Okay?
I thought we already did on the Lombano.
Mm-hmm. No.
Did what?
On the Lombano. No.
We did it.
Okay. So this is, you got a lot of vocab again. Okay? And you'll note that as we come through this, again, as he's been doing lately, a lot of this vocab includes words you've already learned just now in this new form, which I think is very nice of him, because honestly, he could just give you new words to do, and these are just forms that you need to know because you already know the words. So I think it's really kind of nice that he's keeping the same words and just giving you new forms. Okay, so analambano, I take up. That goes all the way back to just a really generic ending. Can you believe it? I mean, just a basic lambano. I mean, you know. Anyway. So that's just was simple. And when you look at that, doesn't it? Does that just seem like, that's so easy?
But
no.
We know how to take it to all those other places now.
I know. Yeah. But I just think it's so neat because you guys think, I'll never get this. But now you look at lambano and it's like, that's nothing. Mm-hmm. Okay. Eblethane, okay, I was thrown, I was cast. This is the aorist passive of ballo, okay? And then we have eganethane, I became, aorist passive, in form of ginomai. And so remember, ginomai is a deponent verb, so eganethane would be deponent as well. So it's passive form, but it is active voice. Gnosthane, I was known, the aorist passive of gnosko. That was pretty close to me, that's easy to see. Edidakthane, I was taught from didasko. Ekeukthane, I was preached, I was proclaimed. Yes. Not one that you'll see very often.
In case you ever personify your scripture in a short story.
Yes, that's what I heard. That's from Caruso. Elenthane, I was taken, aorist passive of lambano. So you could put the ana on there, and you would have enelenthane, and that would be I was taken up.
I thought the augment went in between the
verb.
It does,
so it would be enelenthane. Because you'd have the epsilon after the A, the alpha nu, enelenthane.
Would the alpha become an eta, or it becomes an epsilon?
I think it becomes an epsilon.
Yeah, that's how it was.
I think it drops and becomes an epsilon.
Okay.
That's how it is in non-binary.
Saying that, I'll be wrong, but I believe it. Isn't that awful? I wouldn't have thought. My reaction is that until you ask me the question, I go, I don't know. But I think it just drops.
Okay.
Epsilon. Eperuthing, I went, aorist. Passive in form, but it's from Paruomai, which also is deponent. So it takes the active voice. I went.
So if something's deponent, it just stays deponent.
Mm-hmm. That's correct. The idea that, honestly, is that you wouldn't have a past of the net.
Yeah.
I was went. Mm-hmm. I was become.
Mm-hmm.
It just doesn't make sense.
So that word is deponent.
Sure, because peru omai is deponent. A gear thing, I was raised from a giro. That kind of makes sense, doesn't it? Looks like it. A kus thing, I was heard. Here's passive of a kuo. A nick thing, I was born, I was brought. This is from Pharaoh. And so you have to remember the stem change of that when we went into Erst, okay? Ik thing, I was led. Here's passive of ego. And then of thing, which was I seen. Here's passive of blepo, but also, hora'o, which we saw when we did the future, that the future was the opsomai, remember that? And so the opsomai stood for blepo and for ora'o as well. Okay, or hora'o, not ora'o, hora'o.
What does hora'o mean?
I see.
Did you learn that?
No, you haven't.
Oh, okay.
He's just kind of putting that in there because you'll see it.
Okay.
That's a semi familiar word as well. And so that's just a synonym. Okay, now, real quickly, and there's, again, this is an easy chapter for me in teaching. There's only three paragraphs, really, that I'm worrying about in all this. The rest of it is the spaghetti noodle linguine stuff that, if you want to look at the linguistics of it, trying to shoot the teacher is not a good thing. Man. That was definitely an oops. That should have been a verbal oops. That should have been a oops. I mean, for all posterity and everybody on the internet to hear, hitting a teacher with missiles.
Sharp
I mean, guided, yeah, sharp object. Hey, and if you're in a public school, man, that would be you. That would be a terrorist activity. I could have you sent down to the office. There's an intercontinental ballistic missile being fired at me. All right. For those on the tape, that was called a pin. A shooting of the pin. All right. So, 201 is the aorist passive indicative forms. Eluthein, eluthes, eluthei, eluthemen, elutheta, eluthesen. Okay? And then the future passive is going to look similar, but it doesn't have the epsilon augment, but it has a thes in it, okay? So, luthes omai, luthese, luthesetai, luthes amatha, luthes etha, luthes untai.
It's the same thing as the future middle indicative, except you have a...
That's exactly right. Because it's lusomai, luse, lusete, lusamatha, lusetha, lusantai, and here we just put a the in it. So, if you see thes in a word, you know what?
Future passive.
Future passive. Okay. If you see they in it.
Well, it might even be aorist passive or future passive. Depends on whether there's a sigma after the
That's exactly right. That's and if you clearly if you don't see an epsilon in front, it's gotta be the future, right?
Yeah.
Epsilon in the front,
mm-hmm.
aorist. Okay.
There's two faces in the aorist passive too, right?
I'm sorry?
There's two faces in the aorist. Passive.
I mean two paths. I mean two faces.
Plural.
Third person plural.
Second person singular and third person plural.
That's eson. That's just face.
Yeah, but that's what he's saying, is that there's a face in the middle.
I find the spaghetti linguine stuff very helpful.
Good. Well, that's okay.
Because that whole issue of being a secondary tense or a primary tense, so that you know that you have a secondary ending, it's a secondary tense. Instead of having to think and memorize each one individually, you can just say, oh, it's got the secondary endings, but they're slightly modified, and then you know.
But slightly modified.
You can remember the modification, but then you know the secondary endings.
That's what I'm saying. For some people, that stuff's helpful, knowing where the endings come from.
Mm-hmm.
So most of the people, honestly.
It makes memorization more easy, I think, if you have like a foundation of understanding.
Okay.
Yeah, but
I don't know. That helps.
No, that's good. I mean, because honestly, that's what I'm saying. For some people who, like she was saying, your mom said you have that linguistic mind. You know that's something that's going to click with you. For most people taking this class, they're struggling and doing everything they can just to
But it's so hard to memorize it just as out of context, like just seeing the meaningless that way. There's nothing to fit it into.
Yeah, no, you're right. Okay, 203 is the basically the your summary chart, okay? Okay, of just translations there, okay? So basically it's not going through each one of the OAs, A, Omenet, Usi. It's just using the first person singular, okay? But basically have then the present active indicative, I loose or I am loosing. Remember, that's the present I loose or the continual I am loosing. And then you have the middle, luomai, I am loosing for myself, and then the passive, which is exactly the same, and you have to determine what you think it is by context, I am being loosed. And then the imperfect was the past tense of the continual idea. And so Eloan, I was loosing, Elomain, I was loosing for myself, which is the middle. And in the past, again, Elomain, I was being loosed. And then in the future, I don't know why they don't do the aorist first and then the future, but anyways, the future, the luso, I shall loose, lusomai, I shall loose for myself, and luthesomai, I shall be loosed. And then the aorist, clearly it's the punctiliar past, meaning it happened at one point. Elusa, I loosed, elusamen, elusamain, sorry, I loosed for myself, and eluthain, I was loosed. All right, and that's it. Again, you have the formation of the aorist passive. When you have the stems of verbs, whose verbs and the consonant, that talks about how what we talked about before with the labels and stuff like that. So if you look at paragraph 204, you can see before the theta of the aorist passive tense, a final P or beta of the verb stem is changed to a phi, a final kappa or gamma is changed to a chi, and a final tau, delta, or theta is changed to the sigma, okay? That's what we saw before. The changes in the case of P, beta, gamma, gamma, kappa, gamma can be remembered if it is observed that the theta is equivalent to the th, and that what the changes amount to is adding on an h to the preceding letters so as to make them conform to the th. Thus, before th, P or B become PH, and K and G become CH, yada, yada. Okay? Make sense? Okay? So you just have to know that there's a contraction of the consonants, like we talked about in the past. Don't be surprised when you have some of those changes as well. And then finally, in 207, 208, the ponent verbs have passive but not middle forms. And so you have the just letting you know, like apokrinomai, I answer, and apokrithein, I answered. And then some have both the middle and passive forms.
Can I say something?
You sure?
Our other Greek book, The Alphabetarian, that it talks a lot about pronunciation, and it talks about how Greek is like pure phonics. So it's interesting, because it says they were purists, and they wanted to write exactly what they said. And you can't really say, you have to say, you know,
yep.
Like the mouth does not physically do that. So that's why they're doing that. That's why they have the letters. The letters are just to express exactly what you can physically say. We take that in English, you know, we say all sorts of things that that's not how it's written. Well,
right.
We write it like this, but we say it differently.
Oh, yeah,
in
G-H-T.
Greek, they don't
right.
do that. They want to have exactly written what is exactly said.
And yet there are, like when you have the P-nu, pneuma.
But at the beginning of a word, doesn't it drop out?
But see, that's what I'm saying, is that that's not, that goes against that purist thought process because it's not being pronounced. And so actually they would try to put, and so same thing like the Ptolemies. I think that originally it probably was something like the Ptolemies in the
mm-hmm.
pneuma, that there was some reason that the P was on those words, and yet we drop them off because
that's right. I was
thinking
we have silent,
thinking
we have silent
C.
K's, and
I think C, which is at the beginning of a word, is supposed to drop.
Many times we state it without it,
hmm.
like the Psalms, It's not Psalms, it's Psalms. Right, exactly. But we say Psalms. We just leave the P off. And pseudonym, and that's a Greek word.
Maybe because they were brought up to pronounce things that way, they were used to saying them.
Yeah, I don't know. That's exactly right. I mean, that's what I'm saying. I think that as we go back and we try to analyze classic Greek, classical Greek and Koine Greek and stuff like that, we're 2,000 years from it. And, you know, there's a lot of theories on it. So, but yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot to it. And God, there's a reason God chose it, to use it.
It's very
ordinary. It is. It's very right. So.
And when you think about those diphthongs, and take A, the epsilon iota. Epsilon says A, and the long iota is E. Yeah. It's A, which is A.
Potentially.
Some vowel sounds are just a combination of others.
But again, right. But it's, again, it's, for example, in English, it would be A, too, but we say an I, like an aisle. And so, again, it's just a matter of somebody's interpretation of going back there and determining how that sound would have been made. So, it doesn't matter. Let's go to the exercises, and let's do a couple of these, since you don't have to do them, okay? But I want to be able to do some of the sentences so that we can at least get some of the forms in its use, okay? So number one is epistusamen. Epistusamen, aston kirion, kai egnosthemen, hoop altu. Okay? Epistusamen. Anybody, does that look familiar? What word do you think it's from?
Aorist active.
Pistuo.
Good. Aorist. Aorist active. Okay? From what? Pistuo. Okay?
So, it was, I believe.
Not I.
We.
Amen. We.
Oh, yeah.
We trusted. Okay. We trusted. We believed.
Into
okay.
The Lord.
Into or in. Remember, it could be according to the text, it's in, but I like the concept of into, okay, because ace is into. Okay. We trusted in the Lord. Kai. And. Okay. Egnosthemen. Egnosthemen. Okay. Good. Gnosko. Okay. Sounds like Gnosko. That would be the first guess to go to. And since it's really the only word like that that you've had to learn.
It's past passive.
Good. You're right. It's past passive. So it means to know. We were. No, we were known.
No.
Because it's passive. In other words,
right.
So the action is being...
I couldn't remember what the passive
was.
We were
known to.
We were known. And then the hupo with the genitive is genitive of... not dative. Dative means it's a... hupo with the genitive, not dative means it's the...
Agent.
Agent. Thank you. That's exactly right. Agent. Agency. And so it's by him. And so we believed in the Lord and we were known by him. Okay? Tata agraphe en tois biblios. Okay? Tata?
This?
No. Close. Would you say more?
Then.
No.
Those?
These.
Mm.
This and these, those, them and those.
These writings in the good book.
No, not these writings.
These scriptures?
Agraphe.
These of the writings.
No, it's not of the writings.
No, that's the verb.
This is an epsilon in front of graphe. So therefore it has to be what?
A verb.
Not just a verb, but a past tense verb. That's exactly right. Okay.
And it's imperfect because it's got the regular stem.
Say it again.
It's imperfect because it doesn't have a different stem, or else it would be second aorist.
Or first, but it doesn't have this
right. And
you sure?
Yeah.
Philippines.
Paragraph 204. Does it apply or not?
Okay, so it's second person aorist passive. Third person singular. So.
Is it?
He was writing.
He was writing?
Yes, these he was writing. These he were writing. These scriptures he was writing.
Sure.
That A, if it was that third person singular, I was talking about would be epsilon iota, not an eta.
Say again?
It would be epsilon iota, not eta.
Epsilon iota, not eta. What are you talking about?
It was that in third person singular and imperfect.
Yes, correct, but it's not an imperfect.
It's a second aorist passive.
And it's not second.
It's not?
This is aorist passive.
This is aorist.
Does the theta disappear?
I'm sorry?
Where's the theta? Isn't there supposed to be a theta?
204 says that the final P or B of the verb's gen with the theta is changed to a V.
It doesn't say the theta disappears. And in the example, tempo becomes a pem thing, so the theta is still there. Ago becomes a thing. Peso becomes a pace thing.
Okay. Look at paragraph 206. Second aorist passive.
Uh-huh.
And the very illustration is? Okay. Agrafe. Agrafe. Okay. Mm-hmm. So it is third person singular. Okay. Second aorist passive. And so it is not he was written, but it was written.
Okay.
And remember, this is a plural, but it goes with a singular. Remember how we talked about the plural neuter?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So these
were written
mm-hmm. in those books. In the books, I'm sorry. I don't know no those. Those. In the books. I had these and those going on there. So these were written in the books. Okay? Edidaxate ta tekna edaktheta dekai atoi hupo tu kiryu. So edidaxate is from
Didasco.
The Didasco. Good. The epsilon tells you what?
It's nearest.
Or it's past.
But it's imperfect.
But it's imperfect.
It has an epsilon.
Yeah.
Imperfects have epsilon augments. All past have epsilon. Right. So it's got to be past tense.
That's aorist because it's got the epsilon in the
sigma. Because it has the alpha right there.
Mm-hmm. No, because it has the sigma changed to a...
That's both true. Because it has the alpha. The alpha also tells you probably aorist.
And
okay.
So it is first person aorist, second person plural.
Wait, not first person aorist.
Whatever.
First aorist.
That's first song.
So, give me a translation here.
I can't translate it unless I write it down as I translate it.
Okay, that's okay.
So,
give me a translation.
They taught the child.
No, not they.
Or you,
y'all.
Plural.
Y'all taught.
Okay. The child.
Y'all taught the
children.
The child? The children.
Children.
Children, it's plural. Y'all taught the children. Okay. And then we have the at a doc theta, but we have det chi afterwards. And so det is postpositive, so we know that comes first. So that's but slash and. Okay? So but or and. Mm-hmm. Edidac theta.
Edidac theta.
Edidac theta, yes.
Oh.
Okay, we know it's past tense again because of the epsilon.
Aorist passive indicative second person plural.
Okay. And so translated it means y'all were
taught.
Y'all were taught. Okay. But y'all were taught. Kai, then what do we do with Kai now? We have de.
But now.
No.
No, it's a de. Okay.
Kai doesn't mean now. Huh?
Also.
Also. Good.
Also.
But you also were taught Altoi?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, what's Altoi?
It is he plural.
Them.
Whatever he plural.
Altoi, no. Altoi. I understand that. It's plural. In what case is it?
It's a masculine.
Case.
Nominative.
Nominative. It's nominative plural. Okay? Mm-hmm. So if it's nominative plural, that means that it's a subject. So, but we already had the subject as y'all. So now you have y'all and Altoi. How do they go together?
It must be y'all.
Y'all were taught yourselves.
Okay. That's right. Say it again.
Y'all taught
yourselves. No, 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 no.
Y'all were taught by yourselves.
Say it again.
You yourselves.
You yourselves. Okay. This goes back to paragraph
106.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yes, ultimately, it's true. Good. You have that thing memorized. I need to memorize that number.
Well, just remember it's 106, and then it's pretty easy after that.
That's right. And so, you have the verb with the Altoi. Okay. But that would not be... Yes.
That's what I thought.
This is the further uses of altos. Is it?
Yeah.
It's in that chapter. Anyways, but you yourselves is the idea. There we go. Top of page 54, in subparagraph number 3. Altos leges, you yourself, top of page 54, just above paragraph 106.
It doesn't matter that it specifically means they.
That's correct.
It just changes to fit whatever the
That's right, because it's plural.
Built-in subject is in the verb.
That's right, because you wouldn't do that with a soup.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so...
Did you get that question? So say the sentence.
Okay, so we have then, you all taught the children, but you all...
Also.
You yourselves also were taught by the Lord. Okay, again, the agency. Okay, and number 4. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Thete is second person plural.
Thete? Second person plural. Aorist passive.
Okay.
Okay. Number 4 then. Elenthesen. Hoi pistoi. Aston. Urinon ex blathason de ex altu hoi engaloi hoi poneroi. Yep,
mm-hmm.
Is right. Okay. This is not the way my mouth usually moves. So, elenchthason, okay, comes from lambano. Good, it's one of your words. Okay, and so the thason. I'm sorry?
Third person plural.
Aorist passive.
Okay, aorist passive. Okay.
They were taken.
They were taken.
Okay.
Well, the faithful were.
Good. And then hoi pistoi is who they are, because that's the faithful. faithful ones, mm-hmm. okay? The believers, it could be, pistuos, pistoi, into the heavens, or the heaven, because uranon, okay? So they were taken into heaven.
Wait, the faithful ones were taken into heaven, right?
Yes. This is about those folks in California, you know, where they had the spaceship come by. So the faithful were taken into heaven. And again, remember, you don't need the heaven, because it's referring to a specific, okay, space. And then exablathen, it from?
Lepo.
Say again?
Lepo. Lepo.
No.
It's from the second word.
Follow. Okay.
But it has that ex there, which does that mean out of?
Yes, right. Cast out of. Ekbalo. That's one of our words. Ekbalo. From lessons ago. Ekbalo.
It is?
I believe so. I cast out.
I remember that.
So they were cast out.
He says so.
No, they were cast out.
I could be wrong. I've been wrong in the past. Ekbalo. Just once or twice. But I've been wrong.
No, I don't think.
Are you sure?
Well, I could be wrong by that. been wrong before. I'll be wrong again. It is definitely in our thing in the back. I thought you guys had Ekbalo. If you don't, you have it. That's right. If you haven't had it before, you do now. Some were in the good book. We've had it. Anyways, but yes, so. Oh well. Never mind. Okay.
Anyways, after it's a day, which is place positive, so it's not, they were cast out.
They were cast out, good. Okay, they were cast out. But they were cast out of, okay. Altu, hoi, angeloi, hoi, poneroi. Ah, so we have the nominative way at the end here. The evil angels. The evil messengers were cast out.
The evil angels were cast out.
Oh, wait a second. Cast out.
Cast out. Him.
Out of him.
Cast
out of him.
Out of it.
Out of it. Atu can be what? Can it be nominative? I mean, can it be neuter?
Yes.
Yes. And what does it point back to? Tan or Oronon. That's exactly right. So the faithful ones were taken up into heaven, but the evil messengers or evil angels, which we would know as demonioi, the demons, were cast out of it.
You don't have to double that out, right?
No, I wouldn't. Yeah, it's just emphasis.
Okay.
Yeah, that would be silly. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the faithful
somebody
ones
would think,
jump up.
Somebody would take your editor, take you to the editor's thing and say, "Hey, they messed this thing up." So,
yeah.
All right, good. You guys feel good on that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That was pretty impressive. Okay. You guys, as we did those, okay, just that quick. So you're picking up on it. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
You're not perfect. I'm not perfect, clearly, you know, on it. But you're getting better and better and better that you're starting to just see it and do it. And that's an exciting thing to me. And so, all right, work on the Luo chart. I promise I'll make it so that it is like on your sheets, okay? And work on the vocab. And then, yes, Merry Christmas. You have a test right afterwards. But at least I give
about teachers that do that.
But at least I give you a couple of weeks to learn. All right. So we didn't thank the Lord at the beginning. So let's thank the Lord at the end here. Okay? Father, thank you for you. Thank you for your love. Thank you for this day you've given to us. And I thank you, Lord, for the cognitive processes that you allow us to have to be able to learn this language. Lord, we know that clearly we are so far short of your perfection. But I thank you, Lord, that you're giving us tools to use. I pray that we would use them for your glory. In Christ's name, amen.